Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas and Heaven's Gates. Alien modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts and the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So when you're feeling all alone, grab a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast.
I just got a new promotion.
Where is it?
But I got high.
Dave, man, open up. I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man, open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave, come on, man, open up, I think the cops are.
Dave's not here.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E, will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave, now will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
But we do have Mike Bilowski, the Big B, is back on the podcast.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
We haven't seen him since the Dark Disney days. We tried to attempt other ones, but they didn't get fully yet. But we're cracking the Creemore.
Do it. It's a Creemore.
You find it.
Oh, it's over here somewhere.
So welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast.
Oh, handcrafted, small batch.
And where? It's got to be Canadian.
Enjoy fresh. Oh, Creemore Springs.
Where's that?
It's got to be Creemore Springs.
Wherever that, wherever
is that,
that
a place
is.
Or is that a business?
I always told Quinn that was that me and both Mike both know that was on the Hitler faked his death episode. Quinn used to drink Creemore constantly, and I told him it's a fucking old man beer.
Oh, dude, it comes from Creemore, Ontario. That
there
makes sense. Canada.
Canada. You're tuning in to the Strange Brew Podcast once again with Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. And we got the Big B. We got the Bilowski here.
The Big B.
I missed this dude. We definitely had fun on the Disney one, but this is one that me and him definitely are attuned to.
A little bit.
We're drinking on, we're actually watching Pineapple Express right now because it's very appropriate, you know, considering what we're getting into. We're going to get into the history of weed and things around it, I guess, right?
Weed, where it comes from.
Yeah, I know.
Where you put it.
You high.
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a fucking kite.
I'm not high.
So, we're going to get into the history and everything kind of behind it. I'm sure we'll touch upon another episode about something else.
There's
Mike rolled up a nice doobski because what we're getting into, obviously we're going to get high on this one. We mostly get high on every fucking episode. So
basically,
we'll get into this right now while he's lighting it up. The Chinese Emperor Fu Hashi in circa, this was in 2900 BC, whom the Chinese credit with bringing their civilization to China, bringing a civil nation, seems to have made a reference to ma, the Chinese word for cannabis, noting that cannabis was very popular medicine that possessed both yin and yang.
It was a little bit of both, you know? It brings out some good, brings out some bad, sometimes.
But barely. Barely it brings out the bad. I don't know when it would bring out the bad. Maybe bad thoughts? maybe bad thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, like, anxiety's not fun for anyone.
No, especially, like, and they say that it does lower anxiety, but when you're high as shit and you have to, like, go into, or even sometimes, like, I always bring it back to, we'll probably talk more about, like, our life smoking weed, but when I smoked weed, we used to have these dances. I'm guessing most kids did in, like, their little town, and I remember getting super high, like the first time I went to the Optimus dance, super high. Like, we're smoking a joint right now, and it's a nice kush. I'm pretty sure it's an orange kush, good indica with actually a mix of sativa.
Oh, we mixing it up.
My friend, I can't handle better than
this.
This
is like if that blue oyster shit met that Afghan kush I had, and they had a baby, and then meanwhile that crazy Northern Light stuff I had, and the super red espresso snowflake met and had a baby.
And
by some miracle, those two babies met and fucked. This would be the shit that they birthed.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Product of baby making. So then nowadays, there's so many different kinds, but I remember going to this dance and like the first time, and you have to line up in the big crowd of people. I remember being super high and being like, oh, there's so many people around me. And you could like, you like think they think in your thoughts or something. Like they
can
hear you.
I could not imagine going to one of those high.
You don't really?
I totally went to those, but I never went high.
I went high and drunk. And the one time, the funny thing is I would go to the high. When I started smoking weed, when I was like 12, 13, I started going to the dances high. I would like, after 2 hours, I'd be full of all this energy running around dancing. After like an hour or two, then I'd be sitting like in the corner of the room and girls would be like, are you okay? What's wrong? And I'd be like, I'm just really burnt out. Like,
that's hilarious.
When was the first time you smoked weed?
Oh man. It was in grade 9.
So later than me.
It was much later, man. I don't know. I was
grade
like
six.
I was nice and sheltered for a while.
Yeah. I had sex in grade 6 also, so that was pretty bad.
Oh my god. I remember that.
Yeah, Mike has known me since we were very young kids.
Lots of good times.
Yeah, okay.
It's been some wild.
So
shit.
I started smoking with the buddies, my buddy Austin, and his brother. The first time we got high was like in the back of behind like some Tim Hortons, good old Canadian coffee, Tim Hortons. And I didn't get high because I don't think I was inhaling right.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then the second time we did it, we were in his basement and we went to his, he had a whole studio kind of thing. Like he had a dungeon where they would record their shit. We went down and we were smoking this joint and Austin's like, actually inhale this. Like, tell me to inhale. And all I remember is watching Saturday Night Live with him and his brother laughing my ass off. And then all of a sudden, oh, and Little Miss Britain, that fucked up British show. Cause his older brother got us these fucked up movies to watch. All I remember is watching that laughing hysterically. And then all of a sudden I opened my eyes and I woke up and everything was dark and fucking everyone was passed out. I don't remember anything after it. It's like,
Jesus.
I was just so high laughing.
Greened out so hard.
I've never actually greened out throwing up, but I have seen many people do it.
Oh yeah, dude, that's never a fun time.
Cannabis pollen is found on the mummy Ramses, who the second, I think it's Ramses, who died in 1213 BC. Prescriptions for cannabis in Egypt were actually in ancient Egypt, including a treatment for eyes like glaucoma, inflammation, and cooling the uterus when, I don't understand that.
Like,
They smoke it when they're having a baby? I heard that leads to some bad shit.
Well, like, that's definitely probably for, like, pain and shit, right?
Yeah.
But, like,
for the, I guess if you have uterine problems.
Someone, like, smokes it through like some
my
ice.
My mom had
and,
her
like,
yeah. My mom had her uterus taken out.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
my mom
gone?
Does not have a uterus anymore.
That's nuts.
And I always said on this whole trans issue that if you didn't have a uterus, you're not a woman. It's biological. I can think I'm a unicorn, but it doesn't make me a unicorn. I'm sorry. I hate this subject, but it's fucked.
But
the thing is, like, she had it taken out because it was causing her problems. And it's fucked that something inside your body will start to, like, kill you. Because, you know what I mean?
Dude, yeah. It's fucked.
Bang, a cannabis drink. It's literally bang. Cannabis drink, generally mixed with milk, is used as an anesthetic and an anti-inflammatory. In India. The cannabis begins to be used in India and treated a wide variety of human ailments. That's fucking trippy as shit.
With milk. But I don't know.
Do you ever play that app game, Bud Farm or something? And you used to be able to make Maui milk.
Really?
Yeah, in this game, you'd grow weed and eventually you'd ramp up, and it's fucking probably still out there.
Oh, well, I think, like, Poppy milk is also like popular in heroin or something.
Oh yeah,
like that
I don't
right?
know who drinks poppy milk. You'd have to go to Afghanistan.
I know nothing about it.
This joint will be
I'm
out eventually.
Totally
we're
guessing.
Just having fun, and Mike's good talking on weed. Some people cannot talk when they're stoned.
I can keep up somewhat conversation if I'm not coughing though.
Yeah, we'll get there. It used to be burps on this podcast.
Burps for sure.
Cannabis was used in India. Early medical applications, people believed it quickly could quicken the mind and prolong life, improve judgment, lower fevers, and induce sleep, which all of that is primarily true. I don't know about prolong life or quicken the mind. It can quicken my mind. Like, it depends on the strain. Sativa is pretty good.
To say. You think they had any idea what they would like? What they were smoking.
I don't know. Indians, like, not really far away, like, in, like, they're far in pharmaceutical shit, like, and going natural kind of thing.
Well, I guess they're definitely, like, more advanced there, but I don't know, like, that far back, you think they would know?
How,
and just
how
be
are
like,
you feeling
this
right now?
One puts you to sleep.
Yeah. Well, they must know. Like, growing, this one's different, and we'll get into that even in early centuries. But, you know, how's this making you feel?
How do you feel?
Well, sir, I feel like a slice of butter melting on top of a big old pile of flapjacks. Yeah.
I get it. I kind of feel like a butter. I get it. Especially if it's your first time and you were just like, you know what I mean? That whole, like, we're watching Pablo Express right now. That whole movie is gold. Like, best Seth Rogen movie ever. Like,
they just did
why
the
are we in a square?
Scene.
Yeah. Why are we in a square right now? Shouldn't we be talking to people? So funny. In the Bible's New Testament, Jesus anointed his disciples with a potent psychoactive substance oil, sending the 12 apostles to do the same, pretty much anoint themselves, and around the year 30 AD.
Listen.
And so they would do the same thing like when they... Jesus was definitely on the green.
Jesus had his ways.
If Jesus existed. But honestly, if there was a Jesus, he's definitely smoking weed, that fucking hippie hairstyle.
He's definitely so good.
You fucking hippie.
Well, like,
guess what episode?
They probably had weed back then.
I gotta tell you about something. Guess what episode I'm gonna write out? I'm writing out an episode called "Hippies Did Nothing." Eventually, because hippies didn't do anything. Their whole movement and what they did absolutely nothing. And they just all did free love acid, changed absolutely nothing. The hippies end up growing up to be people in suits and ties and working for businesses and shit, and totally opposite of what they were like. We're like, let's do some acid and fucking...
Dude, because once their mind was open, they could see so much more, and then they, like, advanced, you know?
Yeah,
that's
to being
so
worker bees. Fuck. I one thing, I do know a dude that can get acid, and I told Chelsea, before I'm 30, I'm 27, I have 3 years, I'm doing fucking acid. I was like, if you want to trip sit me... You can do that, but it's 12 hours, and I'm just going to I'm gonna fucking ride that wave. I got to do it. My cousin did acid and walked around Toronto as people were, like, chasing them. Not doing that.
No, that sounds insane.
And in ancient Rome, noblemen, scientists, historians, authors, and there was people that were naturalists, too. And this is 79 AD, so it's supposed to be after death. Obviously, if this man was so important, we're naming fucking errors after him. I never know why. The roots of cannabis plant was boiled and then with water, and then it eased cramped joints, gout, and similarly violent pains.
Well, I guess it is like a pain reliever, right?
What is
like,
it? Gout's that really shitty foot disease, is it not?
I think so.
Oh, fucking gout.
I'm pretty sure, or that's like, isn't that something that also like happens to wounds? It's like kind of like a...
Oh, that's gangrene.
That's gangrene. Yeah, you're right.
At least it's Mike knows some
it's,
things.
No, you're right. I think it's a foot thing. It's got to be a foot thing.
Cannabis was medically across the Arabic world in Roman times. Sounds correct. Think about it. In Roman times and Arabic countries, they all have those trippy helmets with those fucking swords that are curved.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like Aladdin.
You think they traded weed with India?
Yo, Afghanistan is the most primary thing of like poppy, like in like or at least Arabic countries, poppy seeds and weed too. Afghani Kush and shit, like.
Right. Well, yeah. No kidding.
That's fucked.
That is kind of fucked.
In Roman times, and they applied to various ailments, from migraines to fucking syphilis. When I was researching this, I do not think that weed could cure syphilis. That shit fucking erodes your face and shit and kills you. They had a big problem in the fucking 18th century with syphilis.
I would love to see them prove that today.
Thinking about it makes my private parts feel weird because that was a disgusting disease. And almost, and I would say in the 18th century, literally like, I don't know, one out of fucking six people you met would have it.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this
and
is fucked.
And it eats your face.
It like erodes your flesh and shit eventually. I'm almost pretty sure it's one of the worst sex diseases you could have. Can make you blind. Yeah, legit. Fucking people in the 18th century was like, you want to fuck? And like the prostitute fucks him and just like walk around the next day like he can't see shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, wrap your willy.
Yeah, literally. It was used as an anesthetic, which I don't get. That's to put someone to sleep. If you're doing surgery on me, I do not want you to just give me a weed cookie.
I mean, like, no.
No, because you would feel every sliver of pain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you would. Being high and just being like, okay, we're going to cut open your stomach now.
You'd be so anxious about it, too. You'd be like, no fucking way. Don't do it. Don't do it.
That shit's making me, like, trip out. The great 9th century Islamic physician prescribed it widely. The Arabic physician Ibn Washilah, oh my God, I hate fucking pronouncing things on this fucking podcast, warns of its potential effects of hashish, in which he wrote it's a lethal poison. Eventually in the 9th century was against it. Whatever. After the 15th century, once Islam spread to India, Muslim doctors used theories to guide the use of cannabis. Their expectations tended to stress the late effects rather than the early ones. So they used it, in a sense, as a means for reducing sexuality rather than increase it.
That's kind of weird.
It is weird. When I researched that, it's weird. It's coming from Muslims and being like, they already have to hide their women in their clothing. And honestly, like, I said to Justin, we're going to eventually do drunken rant episodes, and then we're just going to call them, like, bonus episodes, and we're just going to talk about everything, and, like, where it's, like, no script, and we're just going to be, like, well, I want to do one about religion, where I just wanted, like, because I'm a Satanist, like, fully, like, I'm going to start reading the Satanic Bible, it is good.
It's good.
It's hilarious and shit, so I'm going to get him to read it, and then fucking Billy to read it, and then we're all going to do an episode together about it.
Oh, the book club episode, yeah. Where you all read the Satanic Bible. That's amazing.
That's hilarious that you think of that. That's so funny. We're gonna do that. So like, talking religion, I'm not gonna get on that because in the thing, he like Muhammad married a 6-year-old and then had sex with her at 9. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good old religion.
That old nutcase. Okay. During the Middle Ages, so fucking like when you're like, you know, like bunch of knights and round table, you know. Hemp was centrally used as a herbalist medicine in a cabinet. So, like, William Turner, the naturalist, considered the first English botanist. You know what that is, right?
Oh, yeah. Botany.
They love plants. They would be good for a marijuana fucking grower.
Hell yeah.
So, this was published in 1538 when he was talking about this, which, you know, that's, like, almost, like, a pretty much burning witch's time.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, my God.
You know what happens when, like, you get
writing about weed and praising it, yeah. I guess. So and it's saying like that, a good it, thing, like, even yeah. back then.
Even when you're like, you're shitting in a hole in the ground and you're wearing a suit of armor that weighs so many fucking pounds. Yeah. What happens when you smoke weed? What happens? You get a little hungry after?
Well, yeah.
What do you guys want? Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars. A whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Chocolate. Some popcorn, red popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers, we'll make some marshmallows. Little marshmallows and little chocolate bars. And we'll make some s'mores, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Celery, grape jelly.
Captain Crunch with Blue Crunch Berries. Pizzas. We need pizzas, man. Everything on them with water.
Whole lot of water.
Funyuns.
That's it.
Remember that thing we used to do back in the day?
Anyone want anything else?
Oh, yeah. Give me a box of condoms and what's that stuff? Used to eat it all the time back in the day. Pussy. That's right.
I fucking pussy. Love that movie.
That's right.
And honestly, it is true. You do get, like, after I start doing research and stuff, and I blaze a lot and may, like, have a beer or something, you want to have, like, I usually have good food. I made a roast last week. I'm just, like, I just like meat, man.
Meat's good.
I now just eat pepperettes and shit.
I mean, I respect people who don't eat meat, I guess.
No. Well, no. Do you know, I'll just say this quickly. We were developed to actually eat meat because of the reptilians, because they want something tastier to taste on.
Yeah.
Legit, because we were never, our stomachs weren't naturally supposed to digest certain meat.
Well, it's just like protein, right? And that's just what people went to.
Yeah.
So they didn't know what to do otherwise.
Want to hear about the Middle Ages too, and about how you want to hear about William Shakespeare and how he did cocaine?
Really?
Several of the pipes that have been excavated from the garden of William Shakespeare resulted of the study includes 24 pipe fragments indicating cannabis in 8 samples, nicotine from tobacco leaves of kinds of sorts and different like tobacco leaves, and one sample, there was 2 samples that have definitive evidence of Peruvian cocaine. Like really, I don't know how they, obviously they've been making this shit for like fucking since this, that would be the 17th century ish or 16th century. That's fucked. And the manuscripture suggests that Shakespeare preferred cannabis as a stimulant, which was had mind stimulating properties. I guess he'd be smoking cocaine.
Maybe. I guess
the first crack smoker, and there is theories that William Shakespeare was just a name, and he like that there was someone else writing his shit, and he was just a patsy kind of.
Oh
yeah,
William Shakespeare had a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Exactly.
That would be wild.
The Jamestown settlers brought the marijuana plant, commonly known as hemp, to North America in 1611. We're burning witches at this point.
Oh.
And throughout the colony period, hemp fiber was imported, exported, indeed, in 1762. Virginia awarded bounties for the hemp and culture and manufacturers, and they manufactured it and imposed penalties on those who didn't actually produce it. So before we had this whole fucking thing we're going to get into later in the history, is that they literally fucking had, it was like the, if you didn't grow marijuana, you're not hip to it in the like 17th century.
Yeah, it's like almost taxing. They're just like, dude, we're gonna actually punish you for not growing it. You're fucking up right now.
English clergymen, so rapists. Clergymen,
so rapists.
clergy. The clergy is the, that's like the Pope's people. You know what I mean? Like
like,
I heard children sing a Allahu Akbar in Turkey, holding a Russian AK with a dirty Alvazin jersey. It made me feel bad, but it's not as bad as kids being fucked by the clergy. That's a Vinnie Paz line. I paraphrased it, but he's essentially saying that seeing that shit is not as bad as kids being fucked by the clergymen, which is all the popes, the fucking,
well, fucking just priests. Like religious. Yeah. I guess, entities.
Okay, anyways, English clergyman and Oxford scholar Robert Burton suggests cannabis as a treatment for depression, and his influence is still popular in the 1621 book of The Anatomy of Melancholy.
Oof.
You know what melancholy is? Up on melancholy hills, a plastic tree. Gorillas?
I know.
Okay, I knew you would know that song. You'd be like, if I sung that to like fucking Justin, he'd be like, I have to think about it for 5 seconds. George Washington's diaries indicated that he grew hemp on Mount Vernon on his plantation where he did have slaves. He did, for sure. For about 30 years, approximately from 1745 to 1775. Which, you know, there's the whole Alex Jones thing. It's like, the solution for 1984 is 1776, when they wrote the like Declaration of Independence, because he's all about, like, 1984 is when the world's gonna, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's actually kind of nuts to think about. There's, like, people who now apply to jobs to pick weed. And back in the day, they were just like, hey, you, this is your job now. You have to do this. Or I'll murder you.
Yeah, literally, because like, they would. You're not growing weed right now, boy?
I'm going to impose penalties. I don't want no penalties.
Cracking that Stella.
Oh, Stella's so good.
So, George Washington, and according, like, he definitely had slaves. That's why it's like, Dave Chappelle's joke is like, you have a bunch of slave owners on your money. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. And they're all growing weed, yeah, dude.
Oh, I can't say. Get out there, you. I'm going to fucking whip you, boy. Like, I could, like they would just oh be like, God. Start growing that weed, boy.
Yeah, they don't make $14.
I got my house N-word and I got my field N-word.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how they, you know.
Well, I guess they did, like, separate them.
No, they did. That's why there's a like a moral technique and shit. They call like dudes that are in the industry and shit. They call them house niggas. I'm sorry. I'm going to say that. It's just a word. Sorry. I only said it once. I've had to edit out me saying it before.
Oh my.
Where they were like, I said it once and during a live thing. And then Billy just was like, oh, and I was like,
oh my
fuck,
God,
you said it.
How could you?
Also, this is interesting. Oh, also, they say that George Washington, according to his agriculture ledger, he had particular interest in medicinal use of cannabis, and several diaries indicate that he indeed grew cannabis with a high THC volume.
Hmm.
I wonder how high that was back then, because Snoop Dogg talks about in the fucking 70s and 80s, it was like fucking 2% fucking THC or 3% or some bullshit or 10%. It's like really low.
I mean, like, how would they be able to tell? That'd
I don't
be the
know.
Worst thing, you know? How like, could... I feel like they just kind of grew it and they hope for the
or
best.
Or the aliens showed them the technology.
Or the aliens showed
Thomas
them the
Jefferson,
way.
Also a racist fucking president, grew hemp as noted in his famous farming diaries, from 1774 to 1824. So he constantly grew. Thomas Jefferson was the one with a bunch of black slaves and kids, but they were probably slaves that he just beat and raped.
Probably slaves.
The States is from a terrible country. We've done our own shit. The first MK Ultra like shit was like a lot of it was over here in Quebec when they started brainwashing people, and what we did to the natives is atrocious. And
no wonder they did it in Quebec, man.
Yeah, I know. Nobody likes the French.
I mean, like, they have a special place in Canada.
Do they?
No,
because
it's
special. In every other place in fucking all this entire country, it's all bilingual, so we have to have French shit and English shit. But if you go to Quebec, guess what?
Nothing. 100% French, baby.
Yeah, no fucking English. Holy fuck, and everyone, you don't have to learn it. I didn't like learning French. I like learning Spanish, though. That shit's fun.
Oh,
and la baby leche. The baby, there's something, the girl drinks milk, I think. La niña baby leche means the girl drinks milk. That's all I know.
Yeah, the girl drinks milk.
I get in there.
You gotta yell that at people. Oh, man.
La baby leche.
No, that's amazing. No, but just like... Yeah, and, like, even the people in Quebec are just mean to you. I mean,
hilarious.
Like, I wonder if they smoked weed. I think if Quebec people smoked weed, they'd probably be more chill to English-speaking people.
They probably do, but they're also assholes. When I went on a trip there when I was in grade 7, we were like, we did all these cool tours. That's why I want to go back to Upper and Lower Town, Quebec, because it's super old school. Everything's
nice.
Cobblestone. Everyone's just drinking. My cousin went there on his 18th birthday, because you can drink at 18, because for some reason, French people like drinking super early. That's Canada for you. Thank you, States, because we have a lot of States listeners. They literally, like, they get 21. Quebec is 18. Buddies travel up there just to get wasted.
Yeah, people go to Montreal all the time.
Yeah.
Just a party.
But the thing is, when we went there, like, there was people yelling from, like, Upper Town, Quebec at us, because we're a bunch of group of kids, and we're like, what does they say? My teacher could speak French. She's like, you don't want to know. She's like, Tabernacle, you piece of shit. Like, shit, I don't know what the fuck.
That's amazing.
That's what I'm saying. That French-Canadian accent, like, I don't fucking have that, and nobody has that, and Super Troopers 2 did that. Napoleon invades Egypt with forces that include a scientific expedition team and two additions to discovery the Rosetta Stone, which is, we'll get into that probably in the guide stones and stuff. The team brings cannabis back to France in 1799. The cannabis was investigated for its pain-relieving and sedative effects. In Europe, it became widely accepted for Western medicine. Napoleon was actually not that short. Napoleon was 5'7". Isn't that fucked? True fact.
I mean, like, they say he's short, but I guess no one would really know. Because no one
supposedly
was
Jesus was like 5'4" or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, Jesus
isn't
was shorter than Napoleon.
In 19th century, marijuana emerged as a mainstream medicine in the West. Studies in the 1840s by a French doctor, and he found out that marijuana suppresses headaches, increases appetite, and aids in people being able to sleep. All of that shit is entirely true.
It's good things, too. I mean, there's not a bad thing in that list.
No. And this is like by 1850, marijuana had made its way into the United States Pharmacopoeia, official public standard setting authority for all of its prescriptions and over-counter medicine. So you get over the counter. They had cocaine liquid form in bottles. We do have a crazy episode coming out to do with drugs and the fucking wars. So that'll eventually come out, but that shit's getting that. I researching that shit was so fun. Canadians love cocaine. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah. It's you got some shit coming out that's crazy. But the funny thing is, so which listed marijuana would be treated for numerous afflictions, including rabies, not true. And it's also not
dysentery. What?
I don't know what dysentery is.
Not totally. I couldn't tell you.
It must be something bad because we've never heard it. Google it.
Oh, it's a quick Google search.
So I'll keep
Google.
He's going to find out what dysentery is because I don't even fucking know what that is.
Find out.
It was also treated for alcoholism.
Oh, my God. I mean,
opiate addiction. It would kind of help heroin, kind of. But I feel like you just like want to be like, oh, man, this is not strong enough. Okay. Right in the vein. Leprosy, not true. There's no way this helps leprosy. There is no way. Oh, also insanity. So prior to what we'll get into later that we do have a clip of, what is it?
So dysentery makes you is shit an yourself? Intestinal yeah, inflammation.
Makes you shit yourself. I knew
primarily
it.
Primarily of the colon.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
It can lead to mild or severe stomach cramps and severe diarrhea.
I knew
mucus
it. I didn't. Or oh
blood
my God. It
in
sounds
the
like
feces
it.
Without adequate hydration, it can be fatal.
So if you were an alcoholic and you drank constantly and you shit out blood, you can die.
Please see a doctor.
My aunt's going through this. I'm sorry, but my aunt fucking has had severe alcohol addiction. If you ever listen to this, I am sorry, but I'm not fucking lying. Don't drink heavily, kids. Don't drink 26ers a day or during a week. It's not cool.
Save it for the weekend.
While I'm drinking on this podcast every time.
On a Thursday.
Also says it's going to be cure for anthrax. Not true. Leprosy, gout. That's already been said. Convulsive disorders. So it does. That's very true. It does help with epilepsy and shit.
That is true.
Insanity, which I already said. And excessive menstrual bleeding.
Oof.
I researched this and I was like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, we're going to need a woman's opinion. We'll have to touch back on that.
If you have intense menstrual bleeding, can you let us know?
You should see a doctor.
Can you let us know? Yeah, you should see a doctor. I don't know. Maybe you have to get your uterus taken out like my madre.
Madre.
I always call without her. Without the uterus. My madre without the uterus. Oh, and also internal bleeding. That is bullshit. If I have internal bleeding, I'm not going to smoke weed.
I mean,
it's not going to help.
It makes you feel better, sure, but you're still bleeding. I mean, it's not a Band-Aid.
Oh, he's cracking the beer. Oh, that was a good crack. That was a great crack. Oh, yeah. In 1915, Utah passes the state of an anti-marijuana law. Anti-flag, though.
Anti-flag.
Anti-flag.
I've played with them before.
I know you have. Mike, I was going to say, Mike's been so busy. We're really stoned. We just went for a semi-break and smoked a fatty.
Such a good break.
Oh, we're both pretty ripped. That's why we're doing this episode. It's legal in our city, even though we have no dispensaries or fucking in our country.
It's a thing we can do now, just like out in public.
Yeah, literally, which is great. I can do it wherever I want.
Still hide in alleys, though. It's weird, you know? It's like nostalgic now.
I do that because my girlfriend's always in paranoid. And since I've started smoking weed, especially certain buddies tell me this, I've always been like, the more guilty you make it, the more out, like, you know what I mean? It's like hiding out in the open. But I'm very open and don't give a fuck and kind of proud about it and shit. And, like, my girlfriend's not the same way sometimes. And I also don't give a fuck what people think about moi. But other states quickly followed in suit and with this prohibition law, including Wyoming, 1915. Oh, so Wyoming. Just be actually during World War One. In 1915, Texas, 1919, just after World War One, Wyoming, 1923, Nevada, 1923, Oregon, 1923, Washington, 1923, Arkansas, 1923, and Nebraska in 1927. The state of New York outlaws cannabis in 1927. So this is the roaring 20s after World War One, where we were supposed to be having fun and doing all this crazy shit. But meanwhile, they're have a prohibition against alcohol, which I'll probably have an episode about, because I'm curious to learn about really what went on behind the whole Al Capone shit. And why they really wanted to ban alcohol. Why was it? Like, I get it in some form, but
they're supposed to be having fun.
Yeah, and well, that's what they had, speakeasies, underground places where you would, like, drink and shit. And they, so obviously they're prohibishing, like, alcohol. They're doing, Mike's just hauling on the JJ. Oh, it's over here. You should have asked me.
Yeah, that's all good. I have an empty can.
You're good.
Empty cans, baby.
Empty cans.
Empty creamers.
U.S. pharmaceutical farms grew 60,000 pharmaceutical farms grow 60,000 pounds of cannabis annually up until World War One. So it was a massive product producer, and pharmaceutical supplies of cannabis indica, so like Kush, were entirely imported from India, occasionally Madagascar. So just before all this shit happened, when everyone was outlawing it, just before World War One, they were growing massive pounds of cannabis.
I want to smoke weed on Madagascar. It's on my bucket list.
Oh, you want to dance with the fat fucking hippopotamus and David Schwimmer as the fucking the giraffe?
So what if I do?
Yeah.
They look like they're having fun.
Cannabis is added to the list of prohibited drugs in the UK as the Dangerous Drugs Act in 1928. Cocaine was added in 1920 because when we get into a further episode, when we're going to get into eventually, the British people had a big problem with coke because of Canadians. In 1930, Congress consolidated the drug and control effect in the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, led to endless resourceful commission. This commissioner, who became an architect of a national prohibition, his case rested on two fanatical factors, that the drug was that caused insanity and that pushed people towards horrendous acts of criminality.
I mean, I don't see people just, like, getting high and being like, yo, let's go rob someone.
It's retarded. Well, and that's what we'll get to. But it's because people were going against all this shit. And in 1933, marijuana became a target of government control. And sensationalistic stories. So, like, you're sensationalizing everything, right? Like, what the fuck? I came, like, I'm super stoned. God. Linked to violent acts of cannabis consumption, many of the outlandish stories appeared in newspapers published by William Randolph Hearst.
Mr. Hearst.
You've heard of that name, have you not?
No.
Really? You don't know who William Randolph Hearst is?
No, maybe I'm bad, but I'm just like...
Hearst was reportedly had financial interest in lumber and paper industries. So the reason why there is such a campaign against marijuana in the 1920s to 30s is because of William Randolph Hearst. He was using trees to make paper instead of growing hemp, which is so much better, and using hemp as paper and all the things that we could have used it for if this motherfucker didn't step in is crazy. So he owned a huge, like, printing press, like, paper company, and that's how we got his, like, millions of why he went against this, because he didn't like the competition of like fucking hemp.
Wow.
He sought to eliminate the competition that was hemp. The first laws against cannabis in the United States were passed in the border of towns with near Mexico. William Randolph Hearst was up-and-coming newspaper tycoon, owning 28 newspapers by the mid-1920s. So that's why.
Newspapers.
Yeah, he owned all these newspapers. So think about this: you're only printing what he wants you to print. You can't talk badly about the World War One, about what went on, about why we shouldn't send innocent people to die because of a financial issue, and how both fucking sides were funding the war at the same time in every single war.
And like on his paper, and not on like hemp.
Yes, exactly.
Which is weird as shit.
I know. So that's why he's printing all the. That's why he's so mad about it. And Hearst then dropped the world cannabis and hemp word and used newspapers and began the propaganda against marijuana.
Yikes.
Yes. So, 1936, Reefer Madness comes out.
Oh my God.
Reefer Madness is a moral tale of how reefer, marijuana, addiction ruins your life and is, there's a young protagonist that gets, pretty much gets, like, smokes weed and then starts killing people, sexual assault, fucking commits lunacy and ends up in an insane asylum. So we're gonna play the trailer right now.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently, they dance. Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell. In this film, you will see the ease with which this vicious plant can be grown in your neighbor's yard, rolled into harmless-looking cigarettes, hidden in an innocent shoe. Or watch case.
Hidden if you in want a shoe.
You will meet Bill, who once took pride in his strong will as he takes the first step toward enslavement.
Of course, if you're afraid.
Come on, Bill. Come on. Destroying reefer,
his laugh is fucking pleasure, creepy.
But at a terrible price.
I suggest we'll post this on the Facebook page, which we do have.
Murder. Suicide. And the ultimate end of the marijuana addict. Hopeless insanity.
Hopeless insanity. Keep playing.
See this important film now before it's too late.
So that will be posted on our brand new Facebook page. We just created Strange Brew Canada, and we also have a community, which is Strange Brew Podcast, on it, so people can talk and see what episodes they want. Like, you know, if you want to jump
make
on
suggestions.
Yeah, suggestions. But yeah, fuck it. We just opened it up. But you can jump on there, and I'm going to be posting shit like that. I will post the trailer for that. So that whole movie was, and the thing is, I'm pretty sure Rolly Randolph Herb was like helping fund that shit.
He had to be.
In 1938, Canada prohibited cannabis cultivation. So it took us a while, actually. It was almost the 1940s before Canada prohibited people farming marijuana. That's literally 10 years after the states in New York did it.
That's pretty wild. But why?
The aim was to prevent legislation and use of marijuana. Doctors were still permitted to describe certain prescription of tinctures of cannabis, so the things you can drink and shit, like you can make it like well, that's like vape stuff. But the bureaucracy that came with every prescription discouraged many from offering it to patients because of all the stipulations behind them using it.
Yeah.
Fucked up, man.
No, dude, for sure. I couldn't imagine just being like, yo, you're not supposed to smoke weed.
Yeah, I know.
But like, it makes you better.
Well, we knew that as kids. Like, my mom was a nurse, and she was completely against it. And I actually got, arrested, in a sense, because my mom, I was on probation. My mom found two joints. And when I was on house arrest when I was fucking 15, 16, you know what helped me during the whole, I had house arrest for an entire summer. It was like 5 months. You know what helped me? Smoking weed. I got my buddy Austin, that I already talked about on this podcast, to bring me fucking, like, I would spend... I would steal money from my grandma, my parents. I was a terrible kid. And to get myself high because I had nothing else to do. And my cousin knew where I hid the weed. So when I got arrested, when I was on house arrest, and I ended up having to go back. This is youth jail. This is not like I'm like 15. This is like youth stuff. And my cousin knew where my weed was, and he was still there. My cousin Dane, that was actually on the second episode, was still there with his buddy, and they knew where it was, so they knew I got arrested, so they took some of the weed out. I'm in, like, a youth jail for, like, a week. I come back, I look in the ceiling where I hide my weed in my mom's house, like, because I'm fucking 15.
That's amazing.
There's still a nice nug, and Austin always got me his primo weed, but there's, like, $5 and change. And I don't understand why. I was like, did I do this? Like, I don't understand. I don't think about it because it's like, I've been thinking about what I'm doing. I talked to my cousin like a couple weeks later, and he's like, yeah, we took some weed and we left you some change. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't even fucking realize. Yeah. I was like, why is there $5 in this baggie of weed?
Oh my God.
Fucked up, eh?
Dude, that's so wild. I remember like the first time that I started like keeping weed on me.
Yeah.
That I used to keep it in, like, this guitar pedal. And I remember my brother one day was telling me, he's like, yo, like, one of your friends came by and was, like, asking to, like, look at your guitar pedals and shit. Like,
that's hilarious.
And I was like, oh, that dude, that's so fucked up. Like, someone totally tried to rob me.
You didn't know who it was?
No,
oh, that's sketchy.
Oh, I obviously knew who it was, but like...
We're not going to say the name. I've said names too often on this that like... This is the people in code.
I don't know. I don't even remember, but I remember at the time I knew exactly who it was because I like only told them about it. I was like, yeah, well, like...
It's weird. He's like... William Randolph Hearst like coined that term. Of marijuana, and it was marijuana. Because if you look at the Reefer Madness posts, which I will post some Reefer Madness posters on the Facebook page and the Instagram page, Strange Brew Canada. What was that? Was that Strange Brew Canada?
I think it was Strange Brew Canada.
But I will be posting stuff on that, and the posters, it's marijuana, like with an H rather than a J-I. Like, it's fucking weird.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Are we Jewish?
Maybe.
Ha,
I guess we threw an H in there.
Yeah, it's true.
The Hebrew H, baby.
Congress includes marijuana in the Narcotic Control Act of 1956, which results in a stricter mandatory sentencing for marijuana-related offenses. The first offense of marijuana possession carries a minimum of sentence of 2 to 10 years. Fucking crazy. Are you fucking retarded? Like, that is crazy when you think about weed.
Oh my God.
With the fine up to $20,000 in 1956, when we're booming an economy and like,
you're going to jail for 10 years. You owe the government $20,000.
If you want to think about the Illuminati and the reptilians,
now it's legal.
This is the proof that causes chaos. If our whole culture was smoking weed, you know what I mean? I'm saying.
Well, I guess our minds would definitely be more open.
Things would be different. You'd be thinking, like, I always say to people, at this day and age, we should have 3 days off and work 4 days and get paid more and work less. Because at this day and age and the time that we should be spending more time with our family and friends. And get this. If we went with Tesla's technology, okay, get this, and if Tesla didn't get beat by a bunch of Freemasons to not release his free energy, and Benjamin Franklin was part of these Freemasons beating him, being like, we'll fucking kill you and we'll give you all this money if you don't put out your free energy, we would be 100 years of where we're right now.
That's wild.
That is legit fact. And I say this, but it's fact. Like, that's 100%. He had the testicle, all that shit. If he would have just, and he wanted to do that, we'll get into an episode about this further, but I'm saying.
He could have, but I guess not. He left us in the dust.
Freemasons, go fuck yourself, you reptilian snakes.
Snakes.
June 17th, 1971. President Nixon, I'm not a crook.
I am not a crook.
Declares war on drugs on June 17th, 1971's press conference, President Nixon said, America's public enemy, number one in the United States, is drug abuse. In order to fight and defend this enemy, it is necessary to wage a new all-out offensive. That's not a Nixon accent, but I do some weird states accent.
That's not so bad.
Essentially, he was saying, like, because the culture, like, give... Fuck you. Before, Reagan was, after or before? I think Reagan was after. Reagan was after. Nixon says this, and then Reagan declares his war on drugs, too, also, while Reagan is funneling that crack cocaine into the ghettos. You want some crack? Smoke it. Yeah, you're black? Cool. You'll die quicker.
Oh, my God.
Because that's essentially what he thought. He was like, that's exactly what Reagan was thinking. He's like, why the crack was pretty much taken from, like, CIA agents, FBI agents, and was distributed through the streets of certain ghettos, so black people would essentially get hooked to a cheaper drug, have to still stay in poverty.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's not wild. It's a true fact.
But it's a true fact.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Why would they do that to people?
Fuck Reagan. The actor that... You know what? Since you laughed at me, I've watched a lot of documentaries.
Oh, my God. I could believe it.
I've said on one point, I literally have watched the Ken Burns one. It was over 14 hours of World War II shit. I'm on to Vietnam right now. They're all on Netflix. Amazing documentaries.
Nice.
Vietnam has the most filmed war footage ever, and I don't agree with any of the shit that they did, but it's so interesting because my grandpa was so into that. Now that he's dead, it's like interesting to look back and be like, I shouldn't have been such a dick. Because I was like, I argued with him, you know, soldiers kill themselves almost all the time because of the shit they saw. But fucking Vietnam is, that whole documentary is nuts.
That's insane.
History is cool, man. Get into history.
History is cool.
Also, the Satanic Bible is delicious.
Satanic Bible Book Club, baby.
Yeah, we're getting there. I'm making everybody read it. Maybe I'll fucking throw it at Mike because Mike lives like four houses down.
Yeah, four, five, six, maybe.
That was fun.
That was good.
I like that. I enjoyed that. I'm glad you came back on. So I'm going to shout out, you know, Strange Brew Canada, as I already said. You can look me up at Tomcat Hip Hop if you really want to find me on Instagram. I don't do the Facebook shit. But I was saying that, like, Mike does have a band. It's called Harbor.
Harbor. Just
shout it out.
One of those. Yeah, I also play in another band called
Ever Elsewhere.
I'm a busy guy. I like to do the music thing.
Yeah. Same with me, but I don't have the cred. I don't play. He does a pop punk band. You have people behind you. It's very hard being an independent rapper that fucking like has to like, I don't even know beat makers. I'm like trying to get my friends, but like, you should learn how to make some beats, man.
Oh, like, dude, it's a crazy game. I can only imagine how different it is, but like.
Even my girlfriend said that because I was saying how I'm going to start shooting music videos, like just like cheap, like, and like music videos. And she's like, fucking hip hop's weird. And I was like, you've been with me since I was 17. Like, you fucking,
it's a thing.
I've been rapping since I was like a fucking young kid. But the thing is like that it is different to just like, you just like, I can do is put up a speaker, film it pretty quick, edit it really good. You know what I mean? It's like, you can do it anywhere. And to be a band, you have to have the necessities of a band getting along.
Oh dude, you have to like rely on other people who sometimes are like complete shitheads.
Yeah.
So
I know I get that because when I did the band with like Holden and Austin, we're kids, we did a metal band. I was playing drums, trying to learn to play drums at times, but I was the screamer and I wrote lyrics, which end up evolving to me writing rhymes. But it was, Austin was an amazing drum player, one of the best. He could play "My Milkshake Brings the Boys to the Yard, damn right," hit on the drums. And when he showed me, he learned how to do BYOB by System of a Down. He's like, watch this. And he's like doing it on the huge drum set he had in it, which I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, in this dungeon recording room. Like, it was crazy. But then dungeon. We only hold and play guitar. Then we didn't have a bass player. Like Austin's little brother sometimes came in, but we had no bass player. So then Holden got bored and stopped showing up to the practices, and I was like, I'm ready to scream, like I'm ready to get into, like, you know what I mean? That's like, it's That's literally just, we're supposed to do a live show, and then everything fell apart.
And then everything.
You need just a bass player, even if it's Sid Vicious, which I want Mike on that episode. So.
Oh, that would be great.
You gotta get on there. So he's coming back. So yeah, listen to his shit. Look up Ever Elsewhere on YouTube. This was the Strange Brew.
Yeah.
We're here.
We're signing off.
To entertain you. Yeah, go fuck your anus.
And go smoke some weed about it.
Yeah. Go learn about some marijuana.
Marijuana. Look up some more facts.
Look up some facts. Don't smoke crack because Ronald Reagan was bad. No.
Weed. Lives are over.
No more dive bars when sober. I ain't up bras, trying hard to find a cobra to suck. Most girls in this generation don't know enough. This world of temptation was hard growing up, but soon to burn in the revelations, start owning up, because they already load the guns up. And guess where they're aiming? Don't test the patience of Satanists. Death's waiting, I won't regress. I'm late, and you're just basically left hating. I speak the tone of the scarred ancients, chop heads to make a statement. And I daydream lately, I lay awake, hearing demons say things, trying to make me crazy. As the hate brings the lion out angry, can't tame me the way we cage these thoughts and ideas. Can't change these thoughts and ideas. I don't plan to please ya, I plan to stop the media in this outlandish bullshit. Yeah, you doubt the man that will demand that school is reformed to newness. Foolish students will no longer be stupid. The internet will no longer have point of view. It screws with perspective. Don't bother, it's useless. They only draw on true conclusions to what sex is. All children are affected. Millions dead in Gaza as the Western world just sits back in laughter. Iraq left in disaster. What the fuck's the matter with this fucking world? Nuclear war, better duck and curl, because all these men are fucking girls. You're whack type in the 90 with Jerry curls. I'll meet you in the afterlife the time I hear words out your faggot mouth. Burned alive from the fire from the dragon snout. You have not a thing to brag about. Go back to being lazy on your couch. Fuck it, I'm out.